At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What's with Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew is like a zipline of incredible flavor directly into your brain. Mountain Dew is like getting punched in the mouth with pure neon refreshment that creates a neural explosion, sending flavor shards of electric brain pulses into your very core of being. Okay, maybe that's a little over the top, but you get the idea. The fact is, the mind-bending challenge of describing the taste of Mountain Dew is way harder than just experiencing it. That, of course, is easy. Just grab an ice-cold Dew, crack it open, and toss them back. Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
You should be saving for the future, but savings accounts suck, and investing can be scary. We combine the ease of savings with the real returns of investing. We call it Savevesting, and it's only available in our new app, Stairs. Stairs offers 4 to 6% returns, no fees, and you can withdraw anytime. Do your future a favor. Visit StairsApp.com today.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
And thank you again, one and all, for joining us for another edition of Blunt Business, presented by Strainwise Consulting. Today, we're going to talk about CBD and the process of polarization. We're not talking about polarizing in terms of political talk or anything like that, or just things that are hot button, like lightning bolt type of subjects. What we're going to talk about is a technology, polarization, that is applied to CBD using quantum physics to manipulate and stabilize electron spin in naturally occurring elements such as cannabinoids to increase performance in the body. So, in layman's terms, it controls the effects of CBD, making the experience reliable and consistent every time you use it. And here to talk about that is a company that is now leading the way in polarized CBD, and that's Quanta. We're here with the CEO of Quanta, Eric Rice. Eric, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Love your show.
Oh, I appreciate it. And thanks again for making time to join us. We're so glad to have you. Let's get started. What caught my attention that came across the wires is that Quanta announced recently that it was going to begin manufacturing its own line of polarized cannabidiol CBD products, and that was after the passage of the 2018 Farm Bill. So this announcement, what was the importance that you wanted to make the announcement immediately after the Farm Bill was passed and signed?
Well, the Farm Bill is a very important piece of legislation for us. Previous to this, you know, our company is designed as a pure play technology company in the bioscience space. However, major piece of our business and the thing that we really launched this with was the integrity in licensing, not needing a cannabis license or any other license, but just being able to provide our technology to top providers out there. So what we did, of course, this industry is very new. So licensing and doing powered by campaigns is a very infant stage right now. It's very difficult to do. So what we started to do is we played around in the lab just to demonstrate how our it's tough to believe what our technology does verbally. So anyone listening to the show, I get it. Go to our website anytime. We'll send you a sample. You can see what we're talking about.
Right, but you know what we'll do? I want to go ahead and help you explain this to the audience. So I want to go and work on that with you real quick. So now, the first place I'll tell you when to go to the website, because I was going through it preparing for the show, there's a blog post you put up there on Quanta, was it Quanta9.com? So is that the website? Am I correct?
Temporarily, yeah. We're the one we drive everyone to is QuantaCBD.com.
Okay, I knew I was not that far away. So QuantaCBD.com. When you go to the website and you go to this blog post dated June 15, 2018, you have an article that says, what is polarized CBD? And there's an explanation that says that CBD is like a battery. All currently used CBDs are low-charge batteries. It's like a smartphone, it sounds like. While that battery may work, it's not going to work as effectively as a fully charged battery. But with the polarization process, the CBD battery is now fully charged and able to work at its maximum capacity. So talk to me about the importance of CBD working right away, as opposed to, say, an extended-release regimen that some listeners might be familiar with when it comes to over-the-counter medications.
Sure, sure. Yeah, to explain kind of the battery analogy is, you know, most people don't think in terms of science when they go through their everyday lives. But everything that we consume, whether it's food, liquids, or something that we inhale, everything that we put into our bodies is designed to transfer energy. As being, you know, a different species on the planet, we consume one another, we consume plants, we consume all these things. And the reason we consume everything is to transfer energy. So CBD is no different than any other naturally plant-based material that exists in the world. By the time it gets to us, the consumers, it's almost completely void of life. So another analogy I give people with polarization, what it does is there's a difference between a human and a lion, right? The humans, we eat three times a day, and we're flabby and fat and not really a desirable prey in the wild.
Right.
Whereas a lion eats once every 6 days, and they are completely shredded. They have, you know, physically they are pretty perfect. The difference is that we eat three meals a day of feedstock, right? Our plants, at one point in time, were alive. We're alive right now as we're on this podcast. We have 100% bioenergy, right? Bioactivity. We're really alive. Bioelectricity is in our body. The moment we die, we lose half of it. Just half of it's gone out the window. And then every day that ticks by after that, we lose more and more and more and more. So when we pluck a plant from the ground, or when a lion eats a gazelle, they're really transferring the maximum amount of energy, right? If you eat a plant right out of the ground or eat an animal right after it died, you're getting a massive amount of bioenergy. However, we're human beings in America, so our plants or our animals are killed and they're stored and frozen and processed and delivered and stored on shelves and put in freezers. By the time it gets to us, it has very, very little energy left in its battery. So what our technology does is we work at the quantum level, dealing with the electron spin around the nucleus, real fancy stuff. What we do essentially is use frequencies to bring that plant matter back to life. So when it hits your body, it touches your skin, or you inhale it, you will feel it quickly, but that's not necessarily from polarization. Doesn't do anything new to ingredients. It allows us to let nature take its course. So what we're doing is raising that bioenergy from 0 to 5% up to as close as we can to plucking the plant right out of the ground and getting that type of performance out of the energy transfer.
Right. Oh, okay. So
that makes sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. I was kind of thinking that it was a thing where it was trying to expedite the process and trying to make it absorbed faster. But no, I get where you're coming from now. It's just to enhance and really to make it grow. And it's funny that the lion analogy that you just said, I'm trying to think of myself, what kind of food, if the lions knew what we were eating, some of the crap that we eat at like Burger King, McDonald's, boy, they wouldn't want any of us. It would just be, they would probably throw up afterwards or something like that.
That's correct.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just remember that. It's like the one thing I remember from freshman year in high school science class was energy transfer. So, and they talked about the lion and the human and the difference. The exact same scenario you get in early stage science classes that all of us forget about, especially as we get older. But the one thing that to make polarization simple is when we polarize a natural ingredient like CBD, we're not making a new ingredient. We're not changing it at the molecular level. So under a microscope, it'll look exactly the same as it did before. What we're doing is retuning the way the engine within those molecules is working to rev them up. So while imagine every CBD molecule in the world being a Honda Accord, the ones that go through our system, we take out their engine and put in a Ferrari engine. So it's going to look and feel like an Accord, but perform like a Ferrari.
Nice way to put it. There you go. A little more horsepower. But enough about lions and horses now. What is some of the, I did read some of the advantages that I read through some of the press releases I saw, but I'll give it to you. What are some of the significant advantages that polarization can give to CBD and THC that your team have learned so far?
Sure. Yeah, the CBD is a pretty straightforward, simple issue because it's non-psychoactive. So it's just like an anti-inflammatory. It has a job to do. Quite simply, what polarization does is it potentiates that CBD. So we have a muscle rub that we created, like I was going into, we created as an offshoot. Hey, here's a muscle rub with polarized CBD so you can see how it works. And I use it. I'm a former athlete, and I use it probably 5 times a day. But people started going, wow, they'd rub it on their skin, and you know, less than a minute, their pain and stiffness would start to subside. Started seeing what we're doing, and then we started selling it. So now we are producing and selling more than we ever imagined. So passing that farm bill allows us to do that. But the big difference is that with CBD, it's going to potentiate. So with that muscle rub, we have a money back guarantee. If it's not the best muscle rub you've ever used, we'll give you your money back, no problem. But we only use 150 milligrams of CBD, where other providers out there are doing 800 to 1,000 and still not performing. So that kind of is a good display or analogy. So with CBD, polarization just simply puts a Ferrari engine and lets it perform better. THC, on the other hand, mm-hmm. is completely different. So polarization, the technology itself has been used in very few industries, and it's really starting to pick up now. And I'd like to think that we have something to do with that. But what polarization does for THC is, again, it ramps it up to a point where the bioenergy or the bioactivity is very similar to another endocannabinoid or cannabinoid found in your body called anandamide. THC and anandamide are the only two cannabinoids that go into a specific receptor. Anandamide is the feeling you get from chocolate, or it's commonly thought of as a runner's high, very motivated, oh, yeah. very focused. So when we put THC into our system as it is today, you're putting something that your body goes, oh, here comes anandamide, this is going to be great. And then it realizes, holy cow, this battery has no energy in it. It's not going to perform. And that's what causes paranoia and anxiety and all of these other psychological battles people face with THC. So what our polarization process does to THC, by ramping up that bioenergy, we're allowing THC to perform more similarly to anandamide. So people are having, it's a very clear, very clean, high energy buzz or high from the THC products that have been polarized. But with over 25,000 people having sampled our THC products, there have been less than 200 instances of paranoia or anxiety.
Let me hold you on that there, Eric, because I do want to get into that, because coming up, we got to go into commercial break, but I do want to talk to you about bioenergy and bioavailability, which is another hot button. It's a real key word I've seen out there when it comes to a lot of CBD product lines out there. I want to come back to you about that, but we got to run into commercial break. We got to peel out to a commercial break real quick here on Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Are you ready to be inspired and educated by the best of the best in the cannabis industry while enjoying sunny South Florida? Then you cannot miss out on the second annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 2nd and 3rd at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. The USCC Expo welcomes all cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners to join us for another can't-miss event sponsored by the radio and podcast leader for all things cannabis, CannabisRadio.com. Learn more at usccexpo.com.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption.
Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with Eric Rice, the CEO of Quanta, QuantaCBD.com. So I want to go back to the blog post that I mentioned, and it was a blog post you can find again at quantacbd.com entitled, What is Polarized CBD? That's what we're talking about today on the show. Now, there are a number of cannabis companies that I mentioned before the break that are rolling out new CBD meds promising a level of bioavailability. Now, the post says that, quote, currently increased bioavailability is the top method to make CBD more effective, but there are still many factors that may cause CBD not to work for you. While some scientists have been able to increase bioactivity, they have not been able to successfully increase and sustain bioactivity or polarization of CBD until now. So help our listeners understand the difference between bioavailability and bioactivity, as you mentioned.
Absolutely. Yeah, very, very simply put, bioavailability is how much your body can consume. So if we make something more bioavailable, we allow your body, we put your body in a position to be able to consume more of that ingredient or that product. Bioactivity is how those products perform once they're into your system. So bioavailability gets more into your system. Bioavailability is the performance after an element has entered into a receptor.
There we go, clear and concise. Yeah, I think I get where you're coming from with that. Still would need to read more, but that gets a very good definition. Now, in terms of which products would be best used with polarized CBD, now, one of the products that Quanta features is your CBD muscle rub, and that's something you were working on and released to the public last year, an all-natural topical that consists of 13 natural elements, including turmeric, arnica, and polarized CBD. Now, are there any other products you foresee that should have polarized CBD that you think any other CBD product would benefit from that? Because I can imagine more enhanced would work better for certain, for how you administer it.
Yes, that is a great question. So just to kind of answer and not bury my lead, we have about 13 new products that will be coming out in 2019. We're systematically launching them and running our R&D ahead of time. But with polarization in particular, so polarization, the term itself is one that we give it, and that's really one that creates stability. But before that occurs, we use quantum physics. So anything at the quantum level produces lots of heat. The reason we don't have quantum computers is because of the heat. We have to find a way to cool the unit so that the actual computer doesn't melt. And this might actually help listeners out there because quantum is a very tricky thing. Albert Einstein said, I don't understand quantum physics, even though he invented traditional physics. So a lot of people don't know the difference in quantum. So the difference in quantum computing is right now we have computers that imagine a large, gigantic maze with a piece of cheese at the end. Right now, our computers we have currently, they can release a trillion mice, one mouse at a time, to try to find that piece of cheese. Whereas a quantum computer could release 30 million mice at the exact same time and find that cheese in seconds. So when you deal with that level, it's very, very warm. So products that make the most sense for polarized CBD are anything that are based in liquid form. Because of the heat, we have to have a dampening state. So within like a vape oil, any sort of a distillate environment, that oil keeps the nucleus of each one of these atoms very, very stable. So if we put it in, like, say, a dry powder, we can do this to flower, the raw plant even. It just lasts far less. So like flour will last about 2 weeks before it reverts back to normal. Whereas in a dampened state, we get anywhere between 18 months and 2.5 years.
So
everything we produce here will be very liquid.
Okay, so it would be best if it was kind of activated with water, something that would be to make it soluble and more absorbable. And it would be something more that you would use like a topical, not something that you could use orally, correct?
No, quite the contradictory. So anything in an oil format is going to hold the polarization a lot longer. Anything in a dry format, it's going to polarize but not last as long. So our next product we're rolling out literally next week on both coasts is a CBD vape line, which is unbelievable. I use it every day, all day long. But even in vape format, we've got studies with fibromyalgia patients and everyone else comparing our CBD to everyone else. And I try not to get too much into that because it's a battle I can't win verbally. You literally have to try our products in order to know what I'm talking about. So we try to keep it very low key, but our next line is a vape line. We'll have a meal, like a water enhancer. So it's a gel you can squeeze in, squirt into a water bottle, shake it up. It'll taste great, do a lot of anti-inflammation. We'll have a small energy shot coming out pretty soon. We'll also have a whole line of anti-aging, big anti-aging stuff coming out for topicals, creams, lotions. We are thinking about doing a tincture, but I'm not good. The laws right now are very nebulous on right. using industrial hemp into anything digestible. So we're really sticking to vape and muscle rub and topicals until that law is ironed out.
Chat me up a little bit more about the vape pen, because I'm wondering what that would do. And I mean, I guess when you take, obviously you said somebody has to try it for themselves. So I would recommend to try it. But I guess from your point of view, when you've had somebody test it out, I guess obviously you've been testing the product. I mean, what is the difference between, say, any other vape pen that you could tell the difference? You can tell the difference that there's a polarization in the CBD. Is there any way to detect that?
That's actually how we test a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that's once we're done with a batch, I mean, it's math, right? We use mathematical equations to get to a certain point.
But, okay.
Most of the verification comes from human experience. Can you feel the difference? Just to give you background on the vapes. I'm a former baseball player. I used to take like 15, 16 ibuprofen before every game. I was told by a doctor a few years ago, I can no longer take ibuprofen, yet I still have pain. So I actually turned to CBD years ago to see if it would be a good offset for ibuprofen. And I was tremendously let down. So once I encountered our technology partners, they said, hey, this is what we do. And I've taken kind of crazy developments and ideas to the market for years. I said, listen, the only thing that's going to matter is trying it. So they ran some of the CBD through the system, brought me a couple of small little vape pens to try. And unfortunately, that weekend I'd sprained my ankle playing baseball. So I had to leave work early. I was barely fitting into a high top. All I did was hit the vape pen for an hour. I'm 41 years old. All I did was hit the vape pen for an hour every hour I was awake. And by Wednesday morning at 9 a.m., I was jogging, like running full speed.
Wow.
So the enhanced effects of it come within the body. So you're not going to feel much different. Like it'll taste smoother than everything else you have. It's very, very smooth. But right away, I'd say 75% of people who try it, their shoulders just relax within about a minute.
Okay.
We've seen people who are limping into our office.
I want to ask you two questions.
Sorry about that.
Real quick, the baseball bit, just a quick thing. What position did you play again?
Catcher.
Oh, yeah. So that would make sense about just having to go and stay in that crouch position and whatever kind of movement you can make. And I'd imagine even if you were dealing with a pitcher, even more just kind of the arm throwing and just kind of the motion trying to go through that, I can only imagine what kind of effect that would help. Now, that leads me to a question that I've asked a couple different guests here on Blunt Business about, and it is about catering to the sports market. Now, with the passage of the hemp bill, obviously you're creating the products. Is there any idea, there's not like saying that you're doing anything yet, but now that there's the opportunity, maybe there's some have some doors open as a result of the farm bill to lure more hemp CBD, more hemp-based CBD products to athletes or to organizations?
Yes, that market is actually a market of laser focus for us here. So while most of the CBD space is trying to, you know, heal ailments, that's a definite byproduct. We're trying to get more into the proactive market. So we're actively selling in, I don't know if I can disclose who's a Republic company, but we're actively selling into one of the larger fitness groups in the country. That's 4,000 yoga and Pilates studios.
Great.
That's our product goes off the shelves there quickly. Those are your everyday athletes. Professional athletes, I'm in Los Angeles, so professional athletes, that's a different story. It depends on what their league will allow, but because we have no THC in our CBD products at all, I can't tell you who, but I can tell you we have at least 100 professional athletes that are already using the muscle rub just to eliminate reduce the recovery time in between trainings.
Oh, that's great. And hopefully you get some good testimonials and some real test subjects from that. Now, in terms of CBD in general, we know that through a lot of different studies, some reports have come out. Well, the report that I got to read was, you know, CBD growing faster than cannabis in the USA. Hemp CBD market now alone, especially with the farm bill being passed, could hit $22 billion by 2022 in just 3 years' time. How big of a dent do you think, how much of a cut of that cake, how much of a cut of the pie can polarized CBD get in that market?
Good question. I get asked that question a lot. The answer is I don't know, and I don't have any historical data for this, but I've been in multiple, you know, gray markets that turned into white markets. And I can tell you that quality will be number one as regulation changes, because there will be another wave of regulatory issues dealing with hemp that's coming up very soon. So it'll be who's standing at the end of that race that'll matter. So we're looking to that environment. But the chunk of that we see, our press release the other day, you know, we're not licensing CBD to the CBD company. We are going to compete in that space. And I'm hoping a significant chunk of that is polarized. That would be great, but I'd settle for a single-digit percentage of that major market.
So I said earlier that it looks like, from everything I've read, I have not read a whole lot when it comes to polarized CBD, only except for what your company is doing right now with this announcement with Quanta. So have you heard any rumblings? Not necessarily any rumors or anything like that, but I'm asking, since you have made the jaunt to go into polarized CBD, have you heard anything where other companies are looking to do the same thing? How soon do you think polarized CBD will be a thing that will be, definitely there will be a niche market for it?
Well, yes, we probably have, the interesting thing is that a year and a half ago, we started really talking, 2 years ago, we started this whole venture, but a year and a half ago, we started talking to the market about it. No one cared. I just need to grow product, and it's very focused on material goods and kind of traditional material science. So anything that goes beyond that had been kind of a nuisance to these companies, which I totally understand, because they're growing like weeds and it's difficult to implement new stuff. However, now we're probably getting 2 or 3 phone calls from other companies daily asking us if the license, now that the Farm Bill has passed. And again, that's just not an area we're interested in doing that. We can produce the products on our own now. But I see a tremendous market that's like emerging from the polarization. The past year and a half was difficult. We're explaining something that's 10 years ahead of itself. It's like selling the microwave in 1950. I've got a box, you put stuff in and it comes out warm. No one believes you till they feel the warm food. So we had to give away a lot of product and explain to them that yes, these are frequencies, and yes, it sounds hokey, but you have to try it. Everyone who tries it goes, oh, I see what you're talking about. So in that space, we're not really looking to partner with anyone anytime soon, right? But I can see polarization already. Our customers are starting to see the benefits of having a higher impact product at a lower cost. So our goal in the beginning was to create this big luxury brand. But at the end of the day, what we realized is we provide products that help people feel better. So kind of our 4-word tagline when it comes to any of our products are reduce pain, increase joy. If we can eliminate people's pain from their body or from the forefront of their mind for a few minutes a day, they're going to be happier. It'll be better fathers, better friends, better mothers. And I think that's going to, kind of help our entire world. So we really focus in on reducing pain to help people increase joy. And pain comes in many different ways. So polarization-wise, we can tell you that we've had tremendous results. I can't speak for anyone else in the industry, but the results we've had dealing with people in pain are astronomically higher than I thought they would be when we first started testing.
Excellent. All right. Again, we are here with Eric Rice, the CEO of Quanta. We're going to wrap things up with final questions for him after a short break here on CannabisRadio.com.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Cannabis industry professionals want to gain some new leads, make genuine business connections, and get premier brand exposure? This is your opportunity. NCIA's new industry socials are kicking off in Seattle, Portland, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, and Phoenix in January. Register today using the promo code CannabisRadio20. All spelled in caps as one word, CannabisRadio20, to take 20% off at thecannabisindustry.org/events. Sponsorship opportunities are available. Register today at thecannabisindustry.org/events.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's P-O-U-C-H-Z.com.
Strainwise Consulting is the most sought-after consulting company for cannabis business applications and management contracts. We consulted on the first recreational license in the world and have had an over 95% success rate on applications submitted. The industry is growing at such an exponential rate that building a powerful and lasting cannabis business is a number one priority. Here's Strainwise's Sean Eubanks.
In our first 5 years, we branded and supported 9 medical and recreational marijuana dispensaries and approximately 160,000 square feet of sophisticated and efficient product cultivation.
Strainwise Consulting has the experience and expertise to guide you through the process.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And we're on the home stretch. We're here now. Speaking with Eric Rice, the CEO of Quant. I was trying to find some baseball analogy right away, but we're not in the seventh inning home stretch. We're just we're kind of wrapping things up and just trying to finish up here. Real quickly, I just have a couple more questions before we wrap up, Eric. Now, regarding your announcement, are there any issues regarding polarized CBD that had to be addressed when it comes to regulation or compliance, whether it's through being able to honor whatever the Farm Bill allows or what state or local regulators might ask for in terms of compliance?
Certainly. So in the future, that may be different, but in today's current environment, we're dealing at a molecular level. So literally, if you gave me CBD today and I put it on a slide, looked at it under a microscope, took a picture, put it through our process and then did the same thing again, it would look identical. So we don't change anything structurally at a molecular level of any of the products. So we source all of our industrial hemp that has, you know, genetically bred out the THC within each of the plants. So they're very clean, and pesticide checks are run by third-party organizations. Excellent. So we comply with all those rules. All we do is modify the performance of the actual atoms within the molecule. So at a molecular level, there is no change. There's no difference between us and any other company.
And as you mentioned, your company's based in California, so pretty rigorous. A lot of things we've always been reading about and talking about when it comes to the rigorous standards that California and the Bureau there, or the Cannabis Bureau, has been putting together to really lock down all the companies to really just follow suit. And I know other states have even more stricter regulations on top of that. Finally, Eric, I really do appreciate you taking time out to join us, and I wish we had more time to talk about your entrepreneurial ventures before you got into the business, talk about your baseball career, but we're going to have to just have you back sometime. Meantime, tell me about how listeners can learn more about Quanta and all your products.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get the question.
Oh, how can listeners learn more about Quanta and all of your products?
Oh, absolutely. They can go to Quanta, Q-U-A-N-T-A, CBD.com. So QuantaCBD.com is our e-commerce site. It's going to have a bunch of information. You can also go to QNTA.com, which is our ticker symbol. You can look us up on Yahoo Finance or any of those places for our ticker. You can find us on all the major social platforms as Quanta Technology.
Fantastic. Eric Rice, CEO of Quanta, thank you again so much for joining us here on Blunt Business. We really do appreciate it.
Same here. Thank you so much. I had a blast.
Our pleasure.
Look forward to it doing again. Thank you.
Do appreciate it as well. So if all of you, really, once again, thanks for joining us here on Blunt Business. And I got to tell you, if you haven't had a chance to go ahead and get yourself involved in the cannabis business and you're looking to get your toe in the water in the cannabis business, then by all means, you need to go in. If you're an entrepreneur looking to get your start in the marijuana business, check out Strainwise Consulting. You can check them out at www.strainwiseconsulting.com. STRAINWISE consulting.com. So again, thanks for joining us for another edition of Blunt Business. You can download past episodes by going to cannabisradio.com, or you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
What's with Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew is like a zipline of incredible flavor directly into your brain. Mountain Dew is like getting punched in the mouth with pure neon refreshment that creates a neural explosion, sending flavor shards of electric brain pulses into your very core of being. Okay, maybe that's a little over the top, but you get the idea. The fact is, the mind-bending challenge of describing the taste of Mountain Dew is way harder than just experiencing it. That, of course, is easy. Just grab an ice cold Dew, crack it open, and toss them back. Mountain Dew. Do the Dew.
Hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Now enjoy a large iced coffee for just $2. Add a breakfast sandwich to make a meal. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.